The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet. She was there a second ago. Okay. All right, so she's calling in, I think, to the radio show today. And, you know, I was looking at a report that came out. It's published in the New York Times today about health care costs, at least that price of health insurance costs, better stated. And before I go into this a little bit, I'd like to say, you know, if you didn't hear the debate, you know, Mike Huckabee made a very important statement. He said, we don't have a healthcare problem in this country. We have a health problem. You know, if you want to, for example, maintain enough funds in Medicare to continue, why don't you put the emphasis on keeping people healthy? And that was the point he was trying to make. The report in the New York Times starts off saying, in Tennessee, the state insurance commissioner approved a 36% rate increase for the largest health insurer in the state's individual marketplace. Now, I don't know if it strikes you as kind of strange. Before Obamacare, we weren't seeing these high rate increases, despite the fact that we were promised to have lower rates. And, you know, healthcare, you know, carried on and people getting the care they needed. And then they made this so-called better care, and all of a sudden the prices are going up. More and more people are actually delaying purchasing health insurance because it's become so expensive, and they realize, besides the monthly premium, when you have the high deductibles in place, not to mention the co-payments, that it makes more sense for them to just pay the penalty and pay out of pocket when they go for for healthcare somewhere. So, you know, we have to pay attention and take better charge of what's going on. Janet, are you there?
I am here, and I'm here to disagree with you, Dr. Slavin. Prior to the introduction of Obamacare, there were very, very significant rate increases in health insurance, and it was very, very interesting because I'm going to say maybe 10, possibly as long as 15 years, I'm not sure of the time frame, what was going on in the insurance industry or the healthcare insurance industry was very interesting because prior to that time, if you belonged to a group, you could get a group rate. You didn't necessarily need to be an employee. So just as an example, one of the things that we were able to do, because my husband was a member of the Board of Realtors, that was a group, and he was able to purchase group insurance through that organization and at a very, very reasonable rate. And then the law changed, and you were no longer able to be part of a group unless you were an employee. And when you went to purchase insurance, because my husband's self-employed, I'm self-employed, the rates were literally unaffordable. And so the option was to get catastrophic health care insurance that would have a deductible of, I think it was, if I remember correctly, in our situation, it was $8,000. So you had to spend $8,000 before any kind of insurance payment.
John, I don't know if you can hear me, but I think your phone is cutting in and out a little bit.
Okay.
Not yet. So, somebody must be listening to Jen and decided they don't like what she's saying. The point I'm trying to make here is that the change, anytime you deviate from the free marketplace, things get out of control because you're not letting the consumer really decide what they want. Now, consumers have made a big difference when it comes to foods available. You know, they're buying more and more organic foods. As a result, more and more organic foods are becoming available. How about gluten-free foods? Just a few years ago, whoever heard of that? Now you see it all over the place because of consumer demand, but they've taken the choice and the away from the consumer by mandating you must have, the minute you mandate you must have this, you must have that, the prices go up, and that's what we're seeing. Now, we mentioned at the beginning, I said the state insurance commissioner in Tennessee approved a 36% rate increase for the largest health insurer. Now, have you seen anywhere else in the economy where you would get a 36% rate increase? Even the politicians in Congress don't vote themselves that big of a rate increase. And I was really surprised to see this. First of all, when did you ever hear of the employee voting themselves an increase? I guess you do if you're part of a union, but that's what's happening in Congress. I'm just looking, if you were to look at the salaries of senators and representatives, in 1947, they were paid $12,500 a year, and clearly that's a while ago. I'm not sure how that relates to the average American salary at that time. But then here's what they say. Okay, in 2014 dollars, that's $130,000 a year. So that's a pretty good salary. And then in 1955, they doubled their salary. They said, well, to $22,500, which is $196,223 in today's dollars. So it's kind of interesting. But if we fast forward to today, they're getting about $174,000 a year, up from $169,300 in 2008, and they voted themselves a 2.5% increase. And that's the point. Let them increase their salaries if they were doing a good job. But just look what's going on in this country. And they keep giving themselves increases. I remember hearing a comedian, and his name slips my mind. He said, Congress is the only business in the world that loses money and they give themselves a raise. You know, we have a $19 trillion debt going towards $20 trillion, and where's the money coming from? All right, now, politics aside, unfortunately, everything is politics. Healthcare is politics. I mentioned a couple weeks ago, I said, if there was no health insurance, would you pay? And this is meant to make you think about how things are done. Would you pay $150,000 for a bypass operation or $5,000 to prevent the need for a bypass operation? Well, it's clear you would go with the $5,000, but the minute insurance came into the picture, they're willing to pay the $150,000, no questions asked. But if you want to get them to pay for prevention, nothing is covered. They won't spend, the money to keep people healthy. And I think, that sums it up in a nutshell, that we really need to pay more attention and and get people to really give us what the healthcare consumer needs. Now think about that. When it comes to food, we wanted organic food. We're seeing more organic food. We wanted gluten-free. We're seeing more gluten-free. When it comes for healthcare, we want more choices. We don't want less choices. We don't want to be mandated that a man has to have a maternity coverage. You know, it doesn't make sense. And there's got to be a better way than, getting all these people subsidized with health insurance on these special plans. So, you know, you can claim people have health insurance, but they don't have providers to take care of them. So the whole, you know, system is not about taking care of people and trying to keep people healthy. It seems to me it's just a moving numbers around and trying to buy votes by making unsubstantiated statements. You can keep your doctor, you can keep your insurance, and you'll save $2,500 a year. I just think more people need to pay attention to what's going on. And this is across the board now. The people are complaining. Their premiums are going up. Their deductibles are going up. So when you add the two together, people don't have coverage until they've spent $11,000-$12,000 a year. That's a lot of money. And what's happening is so people are staying away from the healthcare provider. So instead of having the ability to keep people healthy and away from catastrophic illness, you're really encouraging this behavior that will lead to more catastrophic illness because patients can't afford to see the doctor now that they all have insurance. So just thought that was just something that I'm sure our listeners are experiencing themselves. I don't think the patients with Medicare are experiencing it. However, when they join the Medicare HMOs, which are disguised because they don't know they're getting into a Medicare HMO, then they realize how limited their access to health care is too. And when they do get health care, what's being provided them to them is very limited. You know, an HMO works by paying the doctor in advance for taking care of the people in his panel. So he's got the money in advance, and so the less he spends on patient care, the more he gets to keep. That system, I think, is inherently wrong as well. But right now, we have to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and hopefully joining us again after the break is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit, they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332. Or amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email, with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and Janet is back.
Morning, Janet. I am back, and hopefully it's for good this time, for the rest of the show.
Okay, so I gave you even more information to disagree with.
Well, with regard to the HMOs, I think we're on the same page, Dr. Slavin. And the truth of the matter is I believe that, unfortunately, our healthcare system is not mandated by the government for the benefit of the healthcare consumers. It seems to be mandated by the private corporations, or rather the public corporations, the insurance corporations, who are putting together the income that they are interested in providing for their shareholders, and not necessarily providing the best quality care for their insurance purchasing customers. And unfortunately, as you described the workings of the HMO, that unfortunately people who purchase insurance through HMOs, they're not necessarily aware of exactly how that system works. So it doesn't have anything to do with healthcare support. It has to do with profits. And unfortunately, profits on the part of the physician as well as the insurance company providing that HMO organization.
Janet, I think a good question for patients to ask their doctors, but I'm not sure if it's a good idea. It's just a good question, is who do you work for? You know, are you an HMO doctor and working for the HMO? Because you could lose that position if you spend too much money of the HMO, or you make less in bonuses and reimbursements. Do you work for an insurance company where you're afraid to order too many tests because then you'll lose your position on their panel? Or do you work for a hospital?
I'm thinking also doctors are graduating from medical school, possibly pursuing a specialty, but they're coming out of those educational facilities and those training hospitals very, very poorly equipped to do anything but diagnose disease. They don't know about the concept of wellness. They don't know about supporting energy, supporting immune function, supporting overall good health through a good diet. It's interesting because on an email that I get every morning, one of the subjects today was, diet makes a difference with immune function. And
all right, I think we lost Janet again. And the point she was making is doctors are basically trained in a hospital setting. So you don't see people walking around in a hospital. They're in bed. You know, they're pretty sick. So the whole focus on how to care for those people is different than how you care for people that are just walking around with problems, high blood pressure, pre-diabetes or diabetes, aches and pains, you know, arthritis, high cholesterol. Those are, you know, much of the common issues that people go to physicians for, but they're really not equipped to deal with those problems in a logical way, because they would, they don't see that in the hospital. That's not what people are in the hospital for the most part. Yes, diabetes, but only when it's extremely out of control, or the same for high blood pressure. They don't go to the hospital for high cholesterol. They go to the hospital for heart attacks and strokes. So the whole approach is different. So when they get out into the out of training and now they open up a practice, and I'm talking about your specialists and primary care, they want to basically implement what they've been trained to do. Basically, the majority of physicians train to write prescriptions, so that's what they do. You have these specialists, they're trained in procedures. The other point I was making with Janet before was, does your doctor work for a hospital? So I'm sure that if the doctor works for a hospital, the hospitals expect him to be admitting patients to the hospital. So can he really take a position where he wants to keep his people healthy and out of the hospital? I don't know if the hospital would keep him on staff too long if that were the case. So this is why, you know, the system this is what the system is. And we have to learn how to work within the system and try and figure out what's best for us. If you get your health care from that type of system, you're not really being told anything about how to stay healthy. I see patients all the time where their CBCs and chem panels, thyroid tests are all normal. Even the cholesterol might be normal too. And the doctor says, oh, you're fine, everything is good. But when you dig a little deeper with testing, you might find that their insulin levels are high, they have elevated inflammatory markers, their vitamin D level is low, their hormones might be off. A lot of other things you can look for that you can correct, because leaving them uncorrected predisposes you to more problems down the line. So you can really intervene early and prevent a lot of problems, but then the doctors wouldn't know how to wouldn't be able to prescribe drugs, and you wouldn't get sick as much, and you wouldn't need all the expensive health care. And that's really the problem with with health care, is it's really, unfortunately, you're getting to pay for something you don't need. What people need is the kind of health care that keeps them healthy. I know Janet has said many times, we don't have health care in this country. We have disease care. And they really should change what we call things. You know, we need to sell disease care insurance, or we are selling disease care insurance. Maybe somebody should come out with another type of insurance called health care, where we keep people healthy. Just like the other day when I mentioned, why do we use the term mammogram instead of calling it what it is, breast X-ray? You know, so words mean something, and we need to really pay attention to that. You know, the thing that I try to do is just highlight for patients what's going on in a functional state or dysfunctional state in their bodies, and then they can choose to correct it or not. The ones that choose to correct it, you know, they get the benefits of actually feeling better, you know, not just improving a number. You know, the funny thing is, when you take a drug to improve a number, you don't feel better, but those numbers are better. If you're taking a drug for high blood pressure or to lower your blood sugar or cholesterol, I see these patients. They have lots of complaints, but their numbers are good. And that's that's the way of the approach with using drugs to treat these problems. So there are really two primary components to feeling well. One is we have to choose the food we eat, and that's very difficult. There are more and more reports coming out now. In fact, today it was mentioned how carbonated beverages or artificially sweetened soda, but it applied to regular soda too. I think it was a Scandinavian study, showed it increased the risk of congestive heart failure. So is there a direct link, or is it just identifying a population that's not taking as good care of their bodies as possible because they're drinking soda every day, and they're probably eating other foods that are not as healthy as they could be? And, you know, they wind up with health problems as they get older. See, that's the problem. We develop these habits when we're young. Our bodies can withstand eating these poor foods. We don't seem to show any wear and tear for it until we get older. And then all of a sudden, you know, things start to go bad. Blood pressure goes up. The cholesterol goes up. You're easy parking. More competent. But more importantly, if you wanted to get other tests done, the prices are lower than...
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I hope at least you can hear us. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and Janet is back. Right, Janet? Okay. Janet is not back. All right. Looks like we're having trouble connecting with Janet. We'll have to ask her if she ever connects with us what she's using. So we were talking about the situation of healthcare. But there again, we have to, let me just back up a little bit. You know, we do chelation therapy in the office, and that's not covered by insurance. And patients would ask, how much is it? Their first question is it covered by insurance? And I would say, no, unless we can demonstrate that you've accumulated high levels of lead, and that's the accepted treatment for lead toxicity. Otherwise, it's not covered by insurance. And they would say, how much is it? And I would say what it is. And they would say, well, that's a lot of money. And I would say, but this could save your life. This is the problem. You know, you're paying so much money for health insurance that doesn't give you what you want. And that's really the problem. Because health insurance is so controlled, it's the same thing happens. You know, they'll pay for drugs. You know, you can get lots of drugs with health insurance, but that's not what you want. You know, you want to find a way not to need the drugs, but you're not getting that information. It seems like, again, health insurance is protecting the special interest groups. So it's paying for drugs, paying for hospitalizations and doctor bills, and that's okay when you need it. The trouble is the program is designed to make you need it more than you should, and that's the real problem. So just looking back, probably the biggest risk factor I can see for everybody when it comes to what you eat is sugar. There was a report out today about somebody. All right. Janet, are you there?
Janet is back. We're hopeful that it is for the duration of the show. And what I'm going to say is, okay, here's the best of the best modern technology with regard to our wireless connections. And the extrapolation from that is very, very high-tech medical care available for a price, but it sometimes doesn't always work. How about that, Dr. Slavin?
Well, I would agree that, I don't know if I would agree with the sometimes, because it depends upon your definition of working. You know, if your definition of working is surviving the treatment, yeah, it might work. Is your definition of working is restoring health and living longer? No, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
And that's what people have to be aware of. But they have to, take personal responsibility and the initiative. But more importantly, they have to be shown what's going on. And that's what's not happening. That they're keeping from the healthcare consumer the important information that they need to have to make the right decisions for themselves. You know, if all you get is a CBC and a Kemp panel, and the doctor says everything is fine, And you think, well, those are the only tests available. And if everything is fine, everything must be fine. Then you're being misled. And, you know, that's, you know, why we do this program, why our sponsor is AMT Centers, because we want to get this information out so people can, if they choose to, do a better job keeping themselves healthy, because it's not going to happen seeing physicians who practice healthcare the way it seems to be practiced these days.
It's a very unfortunate circumstance, but you use the word misled. And sometimes my people might think, okay, well, that was an accidental situation. But from so many different so-called food manufacturers, there is a deliberate misleading of consumers. So you said that one of the most problematic substances that are in people's diets that contribute so much to very, very poor quality health, that the consumer is told that this food actually is nourishing. Look at the vitamins, look at the minerals in the food facts chart. And the truth of the matter is, when you look at the ingredients, then you see that there are components in there that are very, very poor quality and very distinctly contributing to immune dysfunction, lack of energy, hormonal disruption. The list goes on and on and on. And you think about, you were talking about how, okay, people are finding out the importance of using organic foods, making the purchase of hormone-free, antibiotic-free poultry and beef, and not consuming fish that come from farm-raised situations. Okay. All of those things, unfortunately, people don't necessarily know about, and they're led to believe that these are health-supporting choices. The companies Coca-Cola and PepsiCo, they're seeing, and Kellogg's, General Mills, they're seeing their bottom line change because people are making slightly informed decisions. But instead of making a change in the foods, so-called foods that they provide, unfortunately, what they're doing is creating misleading information. And the consumer has to be better educated. You talk about being responsible for your health. There is very much a concern on the part of so many consumers that they don't know where to go for quality information. They don't know where to turn. Who can they possibly trust? They can't possibly trust the mainstream media. The mainstream media is beholden to their advertisers. And who are their advertisers? The insurance companies and the Grocery Manufacturers Association, all of the members of that group. Dr. Slavin?
Well, Janet, while you were talking and using the word ingredients and things like that, I thought about what is the actual definition of food? Because then you have to ask, do we want to put anything else into our bodies other than food? So there are, of course, many definitions, but here's one. Any nutritious, and I have to highlight the word nutritious, substance that people or animals eat or drink, or that plants absorb in order to maintain life and growth. So that's one definition. Another definition, material, usually a plant or animal origin that contains essential nutrients, such as carbohydrates, fats, proteins, vitamins, or minerals, and is ingested and assimilated by an organism to produce energy, stimulate growth, and maintain life. Now, there are those so-called ingredients, they're not food. They're putting non-food substances into the food we eat. And why should we tolerate that?
We shouldn't tolerate that. And unless we take the time to educate ourselves. Now, there are many misleading websites on the internet, and they have different names that make people think, okay, this is a quality site, this is believable information. And so a couple of the websites that are going to be helpful, Mercola.com. We routinely talk about different subjects and articles that Dr. Mercola has on his website. WestonAPrice.org, excellent, excellent quality research information from around the world. Then Sherry Rogers, Dr. Slavin, do you have Sherry Rogers' her website? I'm trying to think of some other websites that I get really good information. Organic Consumers Association.org, very high quality information from them. And those are just a few of the areas where I go to do some research. And so I will get information from a site called drugs.com. You have to be able to pick and choose the quality of the information from that website. But my guess is if people were to just Google Sherry Rogers MD, they would be directed to her website. But again, high quality information, and very important to inform yourself and understand what you should be putting into your mouth, because there was a kind of problem quoted on the internet this morning about Tom Brady criticizing the food industry for putting out the kind of disinformation that contributes to an unhealthy population, and he was very severely criticized for what he had to say, and that the person that he works with and he are involved in quackery. But indeed, what they are involved in is supporting eating quality food. Dr. Slavin?
Well, again, if it's in a package, if it's, you know, you want to get it on the periphery of the stores where you should just eat food. Anything, we said food is what's nutritious and enhances the health of an individual. Anything that doesn't fit that criteria is therefore not nutritious and is not going to be beneficial. It's going to be detrimental. And I think that's where you have to start. Now, then the question, and I was mentioning this while you were away, was sugar is a big problem. You know, they're putting sugar into everything. Now, I don't know if we can classify sugar as a food because they said it has to be nutritious and aid in the growth and healing and health of the animal eating it. So I don't know if sugar would be classified as a food, but they're putting it into everything because sugar is addicting and it makes you want to eat that food. And but you only get sugar in foods when you buy a package. You see, it doesn't come naturally in food. And you should be aware of that. But almost every food that you buy that's prepackaged, whenever they can, they're going to put sugar in it in one form or another. So that really turns out to be the biggest problem. We had a guest last week that implemented a study in with high school kids to check their blood sugars, and you see that they said at least 25% of the students already had abnormally high blood sugars, and that's in high school. It's not supposed to happen that early in life. So now you have kids in high school on medications to control their blood sugar. That's entirely wrong, and the whole school system is blind to the problems they're creating. They're creating it with the food they serve in the schools, with the machines that sell the food in the schools, and the drinks they sell. You know, none of this, nobody's paying attention. And why is that? Because they're getting paid off. You know, the junk food manufacturers pay the schools to put this stuff in there. Just like, Janet, I'm sure cities derive revenue from putting fluoride in their water.
Very interesting comment. Yeah, for sure. There is a financial incentive.
And the politicians get paid off by all the special interest groups, and that's why they're turning a blind eye to the health of the American people. And then they say, but we'll give you health insurance. may not cover anything, or at least not cover the things you want. But, you know, now you have health insurance. And just in case you didn't want to buy health insurance, we're mandating you do it. And if you don't, we're going to fine you. It's time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. With us today is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. right here on this station.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Janet, do we have a guest coming up soon? Not today, but in the future?
We do. It's going to be so great. It's Dr. Michael Arendt, and he is a chiropractor, and he is available to people who are interested in a chiropractic consultation, and he will be with us on Thursday. So years and years of experience and very, very highly competent chiropractic care is available through Dr. Michael Arendt, and he'll be joining us on Thursday, and I'm sure it will be a very, very lively discussion. I think that there are possibly some people out there who are very focused on maintaining their overall health care, but might have a little bit of a concern that chiropractic might be a little too intense or rough for them. And I think Dr. Arendt will be able, Dr. Mike will be able to give people a feeling of confidence, the information that they need to understand exactly how helpful chiropractic care can be. It's amazing, you know, not only neurological situations, not only certain joint pain or joint injuries, but your immune system, your energy, the muscle fitness, the whole profile of your health picture. Very, very much supported when your skeleton is properly aligned, and he can talk all about that with us. Dr. Slavin?
Well, here's what you have to think about. I tell this to patients all the time. If they had a good treatment, I'm just as a general statement, if they had a good treatment, there would only be one treatment for that disorder and not so many varieties of treatments and and you can pick the disorder out. It could be breast cancer, prostate cancer. If they had a good approach, by that I mean an approach that really works. And again, what's your definition of work? I mean cure the patient. If they had any treatments that really cured patients of the diseases, you wouldn't have so many choices and so many competing approaches. Because when you do, that just means nobody's really found the best approach to the problem. And it's even true with the prescription drugs. Look how many different drugs they have to treat the same problem. How many hypertensive drugs, diabetes drugs, arthritis drugs. If there was really one drug that solved the problem, you wouldn't need all these others. Because the drugs aren't solving the problem. You know, they're treating the problem, they're treating the symptom, but they're not solving the problem.
Well, I'm going to say individuals' health challenges may arise from so many different sources, so many different areas of dysfunction. I'll say the one universal contributor to poor quality health is a poor quality diet. But sometimes there are different herbs that are going to work for different individuals for the same symptom, you know. So someone may very much get relief from some kind of pain with white willow bark. Other people might get relief from pain by reducing inflammation with a garlic extract. Other people might get relief from pain with turmeric extract. So there are so many different choices to address the same type of health issue. So many different choices with regard to digestive problems. That's one of the areas that both you and I see so many people who are dealing with digestive problems, and they don't seem to get any relief. And it's interesting because I was doing a consultation last evening, and the person was using some of the Prilosec, Omeprazole, those kinds of products to relieve very, very distressing discomfort associated with pretty much every food. And when you look at the list of ingredients that are found in those either over-the-counter or by prescription antacid products, there are things like sugar that's just going to aggravate and keep the inflammation in the upper digestive system, keep that inflammation active. Then some things like polyethylene glycol, that's a big one for me. I read the small print all the time. And if you see polyethylene glycol in the ingredient list in your supplements, and in poor quality supplements, they're that substance is very prevalent. And I'm going to say very often the poor quality supplement that has polyethylene glycol is often manufactured by a pharmaceutical company. Not for sure any of the very high quality supplement manufacturers whose products you have, Dr. Slavin, and whose products are found in the different health food stores where I do counseling. Dr. Slavin?
Yeah, well, Janet, you know, again, I want to emphasize, without testing, it's guessing. You know, you have to ask yourself, what are you trying to achieve when you take a supplement? And that's where testing comes in. You really want to identify where the dysfunctions are that you want to improve upon so that you can retest and evaluate whether your approach is working or not. You may think you know what the problem is, but if the tests aren't improving, then you say, well, you know, maybe I missed something and you need to take a different approach. So the testing only makes sense. It's funny how in any other endeavor, we wouldn't think twice about testing and making sure that what we're doing is working. But when it comes to, taking drugs, for example, I had a patient yesterday. He's on drugs to improve insulin sensitivity. They work, so to speak, by improving insulin sensitivity, but they're supposed to lower his blood sugar. Well, his insulin is elevated. His blood sugar was okay, but it's only a matter of time before the drugs lose their ability to help him and he becomes a true diabetic. probably requiring insulin. But the doctors aren't telling that to the patient. They say, oh, take these drugs and you'll be fine. And then here's a problem, too, that if you do the wrong testing, the test can be misleading as well. If you do a blood sugar and that looks good, but you didn't do the insulin level and that looks bad, you're not really helping that patient. You're just postponing the time when he gets worse and not giving him the opportunity to really reverse course and correct the problem and get off the medications. So, this is what I see, that the healthcare profession is failing patients in some regards. I mean, if you are in an accident and have to go to the emergency room, we're the best in the world when it comes to that. I'm talking about the diseases associated with aging or poor lifestyle choices or poor diet or excess sugar intake. Those are the areas that the medical profession is failing the consumer, and they're doing it because they rather sell drugs than help people stay well. Definition of, in my opinion, health and wellness is not needing to take a drug because you've corrected the need. What? Janet?
So if people are interested in supporting their immune function, very, very important over these upcoming months, vitamin D. When I don't know someone's vitamin D level, I give them 5,000 IUs. Dr. Slavin, you're testing people's vitamin D levels, and you're seeing such low levels that very often 10,000 IUs of vitamin D is recommended. So there are so many different areas where we can use specific nutrients to support a particular weakness in an individual's overall health picture.
Well, I think that's a good example of vitamin D, Janet. People come in and they're taking more than they used to take, maybe 1,000 units a day, but they're not testing. They're assuming that they're solving the problem of vitamin D deficiency, and they're not. So without testing, you're not really empowering yourself to achieve the optimum wellness that you're looking for.
And we are out of time.
Oh, okay. Just a reminder that you can go to naturaldocradio.com. That's a website. We record all these programs and archive them there. You can learn more about my practice at drslavin.com. And we had a nice ad in Natural Awakening, so I know many of you look at that as well. So I'd like to thank all our listeners. Don't forget, we're here every Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock. Natural Doc Radio. Bye-bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.